A warm welcome. Let us be still as we prepare to worship God. We move now to light our Advent candles. Would you please say the words in the bold when we get to it? We have lit two candles, one for hope and one for peace. Today we light the third candle, the candle of joy. This should be the easy one because joy is around us in children, in lights, in music. But often, and particularly at this time, we have allowed joy to be pushed to the side. Joy is like an underground spring that wells up within us. But joy can also be a choice, an attitude. And like a muscle, it needs to be exercised. So today, we open ourselves to joy, trusting that God has already planted it in us. All we need to do is to give it the care and offer it to share. We say together, loving God, we open ourselves to you, trusting that this is how you made us. You created us for joy-filled hearts and lives. Show us the creative power of hope. Teach us the peace that comes from justice. Fill us with the kind of joy that cannot be contained and must be shared. Prepare our hearts to be transformed by you, that we may walk in the light of Christ. Amen. So let's join together to sing, O Come All Ye Faithful.
It's a carol service, of course. O Come All Ye Faithful, we join to sing.
Oh, Hello, good morning, everybody. Good morning. Wow, I'm looking at you. You look amazing. Thank you so much for bringing your animals and wearing your headgear. I'm just going to go a quick peek through my screens to see who we've got. So we've got Beth with Humphrey, the camel. Fantastic. And Camila's got a sheep there. Yeah, I won't go through everyone, but John Fisher, shepherd extraordinaire. and we've got Santa with us in Margie. Brilliant. We'll hear from Margie later. Jen looks amazing as a donkey, I have to say. Who else have we got? We've got Myrtle, sheep. We've got, now I know Linda told me that was Oliver. Hello, Oliver. He's waving, look. And I noticed he was singing in the carol as well. So that's really good participation. And I'm told he's definitely Oliver and not Ollie. So we'll have to try and remember that. What else we've got? Catherine is hiding behind a star. Very good. There she is. Hello. Woolly, Jean. Jean, are you? Oh, I can't see. Let me have a look. Are you a sheep or a camel? Or I can't see. You made a wonderful face mask. Who else have we got? We've got Esther, looks like Mary, which is good because she's going to read a prayer later. And Alice is a lovely reindeer. Rudolph, yeah, with a red nose, fantastic. Who else have we got? So Young Hansel, Deb, hello Deb, hello Max and Morgan. Hi, Debs and Ian, oh, two little wise men there. Who else we got? Alistair and Liz, lots of people in lovely costumes. Thank you so much. Now, we're going to begin our nativity. And last week I got thrown off Zoom because the Wi-Fi went. If that happens, please don't panic. I have a plan B. B for Bron. That's what it is. B for Bron. And Bron will pick up where I've left off. Hopefully. If Bron's Wi-Fi goes down, then we'll all just go off for tea and a mince pie, okay? But hopefully that won't happen. So, let's begin. Welcome to It Begins in Bethlehem, a nativity rhyme for Christmas time. I will be leading you through this nativity story today. There'll be lots of opportunities to join in at home, so listen carefully. And there'll be lots of beautiful pictures coming up on screen too. And just want to say thank you in advance to Richard Scorer for dealing with all the PowerPoint slides and everything else besides on Zoom. So thank you to Richard. So let's start our story. Our story begins with a woman called Mary. So let's have our first slide, Richard. Slide two. There we go. A woman called Mary. Now I'll read the verses, but there's a chorus that I would like all of you to help out with. So here are the actions that go with the words. Join in if you can from home. And this chorus will come throughout the Mary story. So God knocks down the proud. You do a punching motion. Please don't punch your neighbour. That would not be good. He lifts up the meek. Lifts up the meek. And does mighty things, show me your muscles, for those who are weak. So you have to sort of slump, oh, weak. And blesses the ones, blessing, that's it, blesses the ones whose service he seeks. So sing out his praise. He's amazing. We're ready. Okay, here we go. Here we go. A woman called Mary was doing her chores when an angel arrived, but not through the doors. He simply appeared and she dropped to the floor. Hello, Mary, he said. God is with you. God is with me, she wondered, but what does that mean? What's this all about? Is it some kind of dream? The angel just smiled. Don't be scared. Please don't scream. God is happy with you and will bless you. Can we join in? Here we go. God knocks down the proud and lifts up the meek and does mighty things for those who are weak and blesses the ones whose service he seeks. So sing out his praise. He's amazing. You'll soon have a baby, the angel went on, a quite special baby called Jesus, God's son. The heir of King David, he'll sit on his throne and his kingdom will last forever. But how, Mary asked. I don't understand. I'm engaged to be wed, but he's not yet my man. Trust God, said the angel. He's got it all planned. His spirit will come upon you. Ready? God knocks down the proud and lifts up the meek and does mighty things for those who are weak and blesses the ones whose service he seeks. So sing out his praise. He's amazing. And now Esther will read Mary's prayer. So Esther unmutes herself.
Lord, help us be like Mary, who answered when you asked. Help us learn to give and serve, no matter what the task.
Amen. Thank you, Esther. So Joseph comes next in our story. That's it, there's Joseph. Cool, he looks a bit worried and flustered. Joseph comes next in our story. He's engaged to Mary, but he's just found out that she's having a baby that is not his. Now there's a chorus for this poem too. And once again, I'd like all of you to join in. So here are your actions, ready? Now, you've got to look relieved, right? Joseph, don't worry. So you brush your hands across. Woo! Joseph, don't worry. Joseph, don't weep. Little teardrop coming down the cheek, look. Lay down your head and go back to sleep. Mary's being faithful, so put your hand on your heart. Oh, can't see mine. There you go, put your hand on your heart. Her love strong and deep, and her baby is God's own son. So you can rock the baby. Brilliant. So all night Joseph tossed, all night Joseph turned. He just couldn't sleep. He'd only just learned that Mary was pregnant. What's more, she'd confirmed that the baby she bore was not his. Joseph, don't worry. Joseph, don't weep. Lay down your head and go back to sleep. Mary's been faithful. Her love's strong and deep. And her baby is God's own son. She told him this tale, an angelic visit, a son to be born by God's Holy Spirit. The more she went on, the less he believed it. He wanted to break their engagement. But just as sleep came, that angel appeared. Don't worry, he said, there's nothing to fear. I know that you're troubled, so you need to hear that Mary is telling the truth. The baby she bears is God's Holy Son. Call his name Jesus. For he is the one God promised to send to save everyone. Emmanuel, God is with us. He's the, next slide. He's the answer to all that the prophets have said. So keep your engagement, be glad and be wed. And when Joseph woke up, that's just what he did. He took Mary to be his wife. Joseph, don't worry. Joseph, don't weep. Lay down your head and go back to sleep. Mary's been faithful, her love's strong and deep, and her baby is God's own son. Now, I don't have we got Craig here with us today? Because Craig was going to read Joseph's prayer. Yes, there he is. Brilliant. Off you go, Craig. Read Joseph's prayer for us.
Lord, help us be like Joseph, a man both kind and just. Help us listen when you speak. Teach us how to trust.
Amen. Thank you, Craig. Right, next slide. Oh, yes. No. Before we do this, Richard, there's a bit more of the story. So then Mary and Joseph, her husband, went down to be counted by Caesar in Bethlehem town. There were no empty rooms for the couple to stay, so they stopped in a place where the animals lay. And there in the hay, she gave birth to God's son and cuddled and cradled her small, special one. And now we're going to have a video, and the children have been learning the first verse of Away in a Manger in Makaton sign language. And we've made a video. We've done our best, okay? We're learning new IT skills. We had three videos in the end, and Stu Chandler has done a lot of work on putting these three videos, joining them all together. So we hope you'll enjoy it. We're going to play it twice. And if you want to join in with the actions while we're doing it, that would be great. So we're going to have Away in a Manger. And this is some of our children. Here we go. Well done. Well done. That was really good. And thank you, children, for all your hard work in making that. So now it's time for the shepherds and their angel visitors. The chorus goes like this. There's no actions, but I'm going to ask you to join in with the words. Okay, so the chorus is, sing praise to God and give him glory. Celebrate his wondrous story of love and joy and peace to men, for it begins in Bethlehem. So, shepherds lying on a hill, the night was silent, all was still. They watched their flock of grazing sheep and tried hard not to fall asleep. When bright and white an angel came to light the night, a fiery flame, the shepherds trembled where they lay. The angel said, don't be afraid. Join in together, sing praise to God and give him glory. Celebrate his wondrous story of love and joy and peace to men, for it begins in Bethlehem. The news is good, the news I bring. Good news to make you leap and sing. Good news for people everywhere. Good news of joy for all to share. Good news, for God has kept his word and sent his Saviour, Christ the Lord. The one he promised he would send is born this day in Bethlehem. And this will be a sign for you. This is how you'll know it's true. You'll find a baby wrapped in cloth, sleeping in a cattle trough. The angel then was joined by more, 6 and 12 and 24, and then too many more to number, a heaven choir, loud as thunder. And so the angels left that place, just like they'd come, without a trace, except for all they sang and said, which echoed in the shepherds' heads. Let's go to Bethlehem and see. The shepherds all as one agreed. They found the baby where he lay, asleep upon a bed of hay. They told them what the angel said. Then Mary smiled and raised her head. A secret hid there in her eyes, for she was not one bit surprised. So back they went to sheep and hill, no longer silent, hardly still, but singing loud like angels bright of all that they had seen that night. We join in together, sing praise to God and give him glory. Celebrate his wondrous story of love and joy and peace to men, for it begins in Bethlehem. And now Clara will read the angel's prayer.
Thank you, Lord, for angel songs that shout out loud the Saviour's birth. Show us how to live in ways that sing again of peace on earth.
Amen. Thank you, Clara. So can we have, yes, we're going to sing while shepherds watch their flocks by night.
Join to sing while shepherds watch their flocks.
The Star Watchers are following the star, but it takes them time to get to Bethlehem, so they don't arrive the night the shepherds do. It's probably something like a year or more later when they knock on King Herod's door. Can you join in with the chorus? I'm going to show you the actions. I've got to tell you, this is my favourite part of the whole script, okay? Not just because I'm wearing a crown. Here we go. One hump. Two humps. Lumpety lump. I can't see people lumpety lumping. We're going to have to do that again. Lumpety lump. Thank you. One hump, two humps, lumpety lump. The Star Watchers followed the star. So look up in the air and point. Or if you've got a star nearby, you can point to that. So Catherine, you can be pointing to your star. You've got one on the wall as well as one in front of you. So here we go. The Star Watchers watched the stars go by, looking for secrets in the sky. And then they saw a special star away in the west, away off far. A king's been born, that's what it means. Judea way, or so it seems. They climbed aboard their camely beasts and set off west from their homes back east. I hope Humphrey is setting off east. Yep, yeah, good. Here we go. One hump, two humps, lumpety lump. The Star Watchers went with a bump and a thump. One hump, two humps, lumpety lump. The Star Watchers followed the star. At last, their journey came to an end. They parked their camels in Jerusalem. Then they went to Herod, king of the nation, to ask him for some information. Oh, king, they asked. They were quite polite. Somewhere round here on this starry night, a brand new baby king abides. Can you tell us where this child resides? A worried look crossed Herod's face. He had no plans to be replaced. So he asked his priests if they could tell where this brand new baby king might dwell. The priests all answered straight away, Bethlehem is what the prophets say. Then Herod thought an evil thing. I think I need to meet this king. Star Watchers, friends, King Herod smiled. In Bethlehem you'll find the child. Could you tell me where you find him, please? The exact address would put my mind at ease. Herod, of course, told them a lie. He'd already planned for the child to die. When he found the boy, that's what he'd do. So the Star Watchers left without a clue. The shining star led them to the place. A simple house, not some fancy space. And when they saw the little boy, they gave him a pile of special toys. Presents, rather, fit for a king. A bunch of shiny golden things. A spice called myrrh, a sort of perfume. While smelly frankincense filled the room. Then in the night, they had a dream that showed them Herod's evil scheme. So they never said where the boy's house lay, but went straight home by another way. One hump, two humps, lumpety lump. The Star Watchers went with a bump and a thump. One hump, two humps, lumpety lump. The Star Watchers followed the star. We're going to sing We Three Kings.
Thank you.
Okay. Oh, I'm just going to say, Teresa, move a little bit to your towards your husband so we can see your mask. Brilliant. Thank you. Okay, Catherine is now going to read the Prayer of the Star.
Lord, help us to be like star watchers, following your lead, looking for your guidance in every word and deed. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Catherine. Over to Leslie now for the notices and to introduce Margie.
Thanks, everybody, and thanks for the fabulous costumes, and big thanks to Sally and Richard. Sally in advance and Richard for putting this together. We know when the service is finished, both of them will be in separate darkened rooms. So thank you very much. A big thanks to all those people who organised the party yesterday. It was great. Thank you very much. That's right, round of applause. Over the season, some of our regular volunteers will be doing other stuff, be away with family, meeting up with people. So there are gaps. As you might know, we serve a meal on a Monday out on the street in Kingston. If you could help with that over this time. And we'd also really like to do something on Christmas Day. Same sort of idea, something on the street in Kingston. If you could help with that, would you let me know? Socially distanced, masks, blah, 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 and everything. Another thing we could do with some people who'd be prepared to address some envelopes. We've got some cards we'd like to send out. If that's you, could you let us know? Today, as well as the regular giving for the work of the life of the church, which I'm sure you're all giving electronically, we're also inviting you to give cash for the work of WellCare. That will be through their Virgin Money giving page, and I'll be putting details of that out on the distribution of the notices, which I do after this service, or an email and also on the WhatsApp. And if you think, oh, that's a really good idea, oh, she hasn't got my address, could you please give me your address and I'll send it to you? Because we send out every day a prayer or either email, WhatsApp. If you would let me have your details, we'll put you on our list. That'd be great. Because there are a number of things that we're doing regularly. I just want to say I'm spotting that some people are becoming increasingly isolated and it's causing all sorts of trouble for them. So please be brave and reach out. There's Bible studies, there's a Christian meditation on a Monday night, there's daily coffee mornings, there's a whole load of stuff going on. So ask and we'll send you the details out. We have news of people, which is to say that Nigel Tunley has had heart surgery this week. And he's now up, walking in the ward and recovering and expecting to be out later this week. So, yeah. Hooray! Yeah, really good news. Mick Cole has had surgery, but his wounds are taking their time to heal, and we're asked to pray for him, please. Best wishes to Linda, who's retired. Woo! She's probably on a what we're calling a grey yar. A grey yar, because we know God has other plans and schemes for us. So God bless her, joining Nick and Brom on the grey yar. One of our young people is off for another interview at Oxford this week. Could you pray for him that he does well? And we now have three families, individuals in our community who are trying to move at the moment and having problems doing so. The Brain family, Sue Shaw, and now Olive Springham's move has also stalled. It's a highly stressful thing, so could you remember those people in your prayers at this time? If I've talked to you about worship over the season, to say that today at 5 o'clock we've got worship in the building, which has Catherine's inspiring story of waiting in trust. service next week a chance to sing maybe some of the other carols that you are your favourites and we haven't got to yet. That'll be next Sunday morning at 10:30 again on Zoom. Please come and join us. And there will be a chance to sign some carols next Sunday at 5 o'clock. Chris Dingle on the 24th. Chris Dingle is sort of making a thing that symbolises a whole load of the world and what Jesus has done. It's a practical thing that you do as you worship. If you would like a kit, let us know. If you're going to be there Christmas Eve, let us know and we will deliver a kit to you. At 11:30 on Christmas Eve, we will be worshipping in the building, in the building. And then on Christmas morning, we will be worshipping on Zoom. And further, there is an opportunity to sing carols in the town. And Richard, if you'd like to share the video, that would be great.
Yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. Next year all our troubles will be out of sight.
Oh, oh, oh. And a Merry Christmas to you all. Please support Christian Aid by donating via this Just Giving website or through your normal Christian Aid representatives. And if you can, please join us for carol singing on the 21st of December in Kingston upon Thames. Thank you very much. Have a lovely Christmas.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. Next year all our troubles will be miles away.
Ten out of ten for courage, yeah. You've got to admire him, haven't you? It's our normal pattern at the gift service that we offer. We bring gifts and toys for the work of WellCare. And then we hear how WellCare have been doing. And we're very, very grateful for Margie Grant coming to speak to us today. Marjorie is the project manager for WellCare. And Margie, would you like to speak to us, please?
Good morning, everyone. And thank you all so much for inviting me along. It is so impressive to see so many on screen. I can't believe how you're managing all this. You're such experts. It looks so professional. You put us to shame at WellCare. because as everybody, we've also been trying to see what we can do online over the year. And I'm putting notes down because I'm taking some lessons back from things learned from watching you guys at work. So WellCare, like everyone else, has had a really, really tough year. And I too am hoping all our troubles will be behind us as we move into 2021. So I shall take that message away and hope very much that by the end of the spring, we can all be looking forward to a bit of what we were used to and a bit of getting together. And I think one of the things I'd like to say is that we're moving into quite a stressful period. The period after Christmas, January, February, and the darker nights, and it's drawing in so much, has always been a period where stresses are felt much more acutely by everyone. So given the year we've had, I think, you know, we need to be very mindful of that and looking out for each other ever so much more. because in a normal year we would see a lot of increase in higher demand for support at this time. And I think given the year we've had, we can expect that level of support and demand, not just from the parents we work with at WellCare, but everyone around us. Everyone will be feeling low, feeling gloomy, and we just need to be caring for each other a lot more, and looking out for our neighbours and our friends, and making sure that everyone is getting the support they need, because we don't always ask, we don't always recognise that someone is struggling, and quite often people just don't realise how much they're struggling. And I think as we get over the Christmas period, that's going to be the challenge for WellCare, is picking up a lot of our families who are not as comfortable using Zoom and not seeing everybody, so they're not able to share, you're not able to see those little things, telltale signs that tell you things aren't working quite as well. And everybody's really good at putting on a brave face and saying, yeah, it's fine, it's okay. So yes, that's really something for us that we're worrying about, because we can feel that it's going to be hard work. So what have we been doing over this period? We've kept everyone at work because we felt it was important to be there so parents can reach out to us. And we've employed a whole range of different things. We've sent out regular newsletters. In the early days, we were sending out newsletters every couple of days. And as everybody have got used to things and know where to find things, we're doing weekly newsletters out saying, this is what's going on, this is what's out there, do you know about this? Thinking back to the early times when parents were stuck doing homeschooling, that was a very stressful period for everyone. And we kind of forget that we're now in week something like 39 since lockdown began. And I never expected we were going to get to that kind of numbers when I started numbering the weeks at the start. You know, I was counting them down, thinking, oh gosh, it'll be a few weeks and then things will open up again. And here we are, week 40 going on, and we still have no idea when things will change. So WellCare has remained closed, which for us means we've had no face-to-face service. The other people who used our building have had no face-to-face service. And more importantly for us, we have lost all the income we normally generate. Now that's not unusual, because everyone's struggling, all the charities in Kingston are struggling the same. But it does mean that we have to kind of think about what we do, how we do things, and how we secure our future. So our trustees are very, very immersed in that at the moment, looking at how they make sure that they are thinking about WellCare in the future and what happens, and how we maintain support to the families of Kingston. And that's quite a heavy task. So it would be lovely if you could remember us in your prayers as well, because they need that kind of strength to kind of move the situation forward and do the best that they can do, given all the circumstances around the world. But having said that, we have actually managed to start setting up a new support since lockdown. We started in about October last year, looking at supporting mums who are pregnant. And I think I told you about our mums-to-be program. And we have continued working with maternity and various other sectors to look at what we can do and how we can support mainly Black and Asian mums who don't engage well with maternity services and often have poor outcomes for them, for the mums and their babies. So that service is, given the year we've had, moving along quite nicely. I think in any other year I would have said, oh my gosh, we're really struggling to get this going. But actually, this year I think we're doing quite well. And we're even getting to the stage where we're working with maternity to set up an extra clinic for Black and ethnic minority mums to come along to, which can lead into ongoing support for all pregnant mums, so that we can be supporting families before they have their child, and they can get linked in to the wider support networks at a time when they've got lots of questions and they're not quite sure where to get the answers, and to help making sure that they know the things they need to ask for and they're getting the right service. So we're quite pleased with ourselves that we have managed to maintain services. We're currently planning our Christmas party on Zoom, and that for us is going to be a huge challenge, because although we've been doing it for 40 weeks, we're still not very good on Zoom. We're still learning, we're still getting ourselves cut off. We still struggle to all log on at the same time and get things rolling. But we're doing our best. We're holding in there. We've even got a parent who's going to do some photographs for us this year at the Christmas party. And she's just sent me an email saying, "Oh, Marge, I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know how we're going to do this. I've never done this before. It doesn't look quite easy." Saying, "Well, neither do we. So don't worry. We'll all learn together and we'll either succeed or we'll fail, but we'll do it together." And I think that's kind of the attitude we've had to most things this year. So just to say a huge thank you to you all for remembering us, because I know everyone's had a difficult year. We really value your support. And it's a pleasure to come along and just tell you a little bit about what we're doing as we move towards Christmas. So just to say huge thank you. Wish you all a very Merry Christmas, and stay safe, and thank you again. Cheers.
Thank you, Margie. And don't forget, everyone, the link is going to be coming around. Please give generously. We're not able to give toys, but let's have a real kind of wow, look what we've raised for WellCare moment. So please do give generously. Thank you, Margie.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So no, we're not having Ray again, sorry. I'm in charge of this service and I say no. We've got one last bit. If your children have run off or whatever, bring them back, because we're going to have the shortest sermon ever. And it's the most important bit of the whole thing. So here we go. We've had a lovely time celebrating the Christmas story. We do it every year. We do it for a reason. And that's why there is one last poem. Okay, one last poem. So, what is the point of angels and shepherds and camels and stars, you say? Is it just a nice story to tell to the children to celebrate Christmas Day? It's not just a story. It's not just for kids. It's the hinge on which history swings, that Bethlehem baby grew into a man who challenged all powers and kings. Next slide, please. Thank you. He taught us that love is better than hate, that serving beats being in charge. He showed us the value of each human life, the little as well as the large. And then on a cross, he died for us, died to take all our wrongs away, and walked 3 days later right out of his tomb to turn death's dark night to day. And that is the good news the angels proclaimed. The heart of all Jesus would do. A new life for now, a new life forever. That's his Christmas present to you. Thank you so much for joining in with our nativity today and for helping me tell God's good news story. We are going to have some prayers and then a final song, and then we're finished. Okay, thank you, Leslie.
So let us pray. Upside down God, the King born as a baby, we pray for the nations of the world. We pray for the nations of the Middle and the Far East, for Syria, for Israel, Palestine. We pray for their leaders and their governments, and we pray that there would be peace and not war. Upside down God, the creator of a world born with no place to stay. We pray for those who are homeless. We pray for those who are asylum seekers and refugees, and those who feel that they are welcome nowhere. Upside down God, the Lord of all, who came as a servant, we pray for those who are poor. We pray for all those charities struggling at this time. Those who do great work on issues around debt, people trafficking, supporting those who are scraping a living. Lord, give them the resources that they need for the work that is vital. And we pray for WellCare and for their trustees. Give them a clarity. Upside down God, the Prince of Peace who met death on the cross. We pray for all those who suffer violence. We pray for those who are bullied. We pray for those whose homes are not safe. Upside down God, the crucified one who rose again. Bring healing for our pain, joy for our sorrow, and new life in the place of death. Lord, we pray. Amen. We're joined to sing our final song, Joy to the World.
We're joined to sing our final hymn, Joy to the World.
So let us go in faith to ponder in our hearts the mystery of this season. And may life be born within us, Christ Jesus be seen among us, and joy surround us like the angel's song. And all God's people say, Amen.